Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Namo Guru Me, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Kandelaye Guye
Chill the alarm. So long. Gere
三界觉得所见所能来将众八路当年教主宗旨大义却用界别所能界如来本界三界如来如
First, I want to say good morning to everyone here. And of course, I also want to say good morning to everyone who is plugged into internet here and listening to the teaching.
As you know, we have been talking about what we call bodhisattva actions or the deeds, And primarily, they consist of what is known as six parameters or the six perfections, such as the perfection of giving or generosity or dan parameter. So we try to understand what each of these perfections means, and what are different types of practices, if you like, that exist within each perfection.
어디서 냠내겠네 다마 저 셰야도 나랑서 그 지금 메세 디스나다 메세 치마스나 니가 그 털이 약간 다르지 소소 차별 나리야 대화 여기서 자고 여기서 소소가 뭐
And these practices that we are going to learn about have relevance to our life here and now, or in other words, as we exist, on this planet, as well as these practices have relevance to our future lives or existence as well.
In this sense, this is an answer which I'm making. And what you say, and this lesson, check on this, how you are this, and this Lapter Tim Yi, Nedjig, Susu, Dilamda, Mezinalia, and Zig, and the Dilamla Samantani, and Zig, Lodging Shiat, the Zugu Tanda de Yoris, and Habar, the Tanda de Zugu, and Jim, so Pachin Tulas of Yaming Net, Zuya, Susu, Kandar, Mezinalia, and the Zig, Gungi, Shimbajeris, Ting Dugu Shin, Gonlia, and Zig, Nasinga Tane, and Yamni Tadaga, and Zigin Dewina, and Mezzi, and Zipa, Yabush Gato Yata, Ting Dugu Taneda.
Just as in what we call ordinary education, as we engage in educational programs, to the extent we understand how important the studies are and how relevant they are to our life and to our future careers, it is to that extent we develop, if you will, a stronger interest in what we study and pursuing our education and advanced education. The idea is same here. As we understand the importance of bodhisattva's actions or practices to our own personal lives, here and now, if you will, and of course more to our lives in the future, so then I think we will appreciate more these practices, and we will be interested to pursue education about these practices and cultivating these different what we call perfections. In other words, the point I'm trying to make here is if we understand and feel the importance of these perfections to our life, which is basically what we are trying to do is we are trying to transform ourselves from inside, within ourselves, so that as we practice generosity and so forth, we become better human beings, okay? And our lives become much more meaningful. So when we see these benefits, if you will, the importance of these things to our life, the relevance, then I think we will be really motivated to learn about the perfections and to practice the perfections.
What did it do? Sangbo loves it also. Maranzu is a monderice, terrorice, yzirce, and teach you over him at Osbo. Ran Susu get near it, Serenalia, and it's a Samu, and Tanjo, Lege, and it's a Chicho, Talia, and Joey, and that Sangbo loves it to us.
So once we understand the relevance of bodhisattva's actions and practices to our own life, and how this could enrich our own life, how we can better our way of thinking, make it a positive way of thinking and a much more positive way of thinking, then we really started to, feel the genuine interest in learning about the bodhisattva practices and adopting these practices. Otherwise, if we simply follow the teachings on these bodhisattva's actions just kind of a blindly, so to speak. You know, just based upon faith, okay, you know, because these are important, well, you know, somebody says it, and things like that. I mean, then that really impacts our own interest and the efforts we are going to make to learn about these practices and to engage in the practices. So it's very important for us to really feel the importance of learning about the six perfections and adopting these practices.
我等着上班拉着都做，他就先个嘛，说说了呀，那锻炼那，他练了呀，那就，他可以天天就，那就稍微就开始写作业呢，你也马上不就开始写作业呢？上天天给他呢，那什，各种的来看呢，天气这个要嘛的是，俺就马上上班拉着都嘛，先就当个锻炼的，说说什么了，大家吃过许大家伙要的是，这当对我看着吃过多，我工资什么当，工资通白团呢，照顾过要的是，做做。
I think the right approach that we should adopt to listen to, you know, teachings on, for example, at the present we are dealing with six perfections, is, you know, to how should I say, appreciate its importance and benefits that it could bring to our own life. When we come to the teaching, you know, we should not come with the motivation that, okay, you know, what will the speaker or the teacher is going to talk about something new today, you know, that I haven't heard about before. Okay. Just out of some, just kind of a curiosity and as if just to learn some new things, you know. But that's not, I think, a right kind of motivation from a spiritual point of view. The right kind of motivation from a spiritual point of view is that really we want to better ourselves as a human being, our way of thinking. We want to improve and enrich our lives spiritually. And these teachings provide us, if you will, good advices or the instructions how to do that. And as we listen to the teaching, then we are not simply listening to it with some kind of intellectual curiosity, but we are seeing, okay, now these are what the teachings are talking about or provide us the information. And, you know, how am I doing, you see, in my mind? Just we have to kind of, think inwardly, look within ourselves, okay, how is my mind doing here, okay, as I listen to these teachings? And so what's the relevance of these teachings to my own state of mind and improving my state of mind? And what are the good reasons or the authentic reasons that are provided to establish the validity of the teachings? So once we really pay attention to these things and understand the reasons why, you know, we need to educate ourselves about these matters, and then also we need to cultivate the spiritual qualities within our mind, then I think it will all make much more sense, and we will do much better. We will be able to improve ourselves. Otherwise, it will be just, you know, just one of those intellectual curiosity and or just going as if this is just a tradition, it goes, you know. So that really doesn't, So there is so much emphasis in the Buddhist teachings on cultivating a faith, given the term is yiche, based upon understanding reasons or rationale. Okay? So when we understand the reasons why we need to learn about you know, these spiritual matters and why we need to cultivate these qualities within our mind, then the faith that arises in our mind based upon these reasons is a very sound faith. And that faith can really induce you know, stronger interest in us to cultivate the qualities within our mind. Otherwise, it will be more like superficial interest. You know, we just kind of, if we don't see the reasons, we don't deal with the reasons why we need to cultivate faith and trust in Buddha's teachings, then kind of listen to somebody just kind of telling us, okay, these are the things we should do, then our interest is just kind of at a very surface level. You know, it's not deep, you know. And so that may not really work out, you know, well from the long-term you know, perspective. So the point I'm making here is all of us, as we participate in the teaching, we need to really investigate or examine our own way of thinking. Okay? Our mind, right?
How is our mind doing? So how can we improve our state of mind? So then it will make more sense as we participate in teachings. So as I you know, mentioned it before, that the six perfections are presented you know, from a particular perspective, that is, in terms of how we as individuals can train our mind and mature our mind, ripen our mind stream. Okay, and it is from that perspective six perfections are presented.
And the perfection that we started off talking about is the perfection of giving or generosity.
Yes. 로빈
Geshe-la quoted a stanza composed by the great Indian Buddhist sage, realized scholar Acharya Chandrakirti, in his supplement to the Middle Way, which is a treatise or shastra. A Madhyamic avatar in Sanskrit stated, so he quoted the stanza, and just to translate what the stanza you know, tells us, is that ordinary people, you know, they're all seeking comforts and a certain kind of happiness. And a lot of these comforts and happiness are based upon material resources. Okay? And if you would like to be successful in how should I say, procuring or having material resources, then Buddha said first thing he said is, you should be generous. You should practice generosity or what we call giving. So out of the six perfections or the parameters, relatively speaking, giving or generosity is the easier one to go with first. Okay? And as we talked about this, generosity, what does it really mean in a Buddhist context? It has a lot to do more with your way of thinking or attitude, and you know, perhaps less to do with external actions. So generosity is defined as the wish to give. It's a state of mind, right? You have the, as you might translate as a generous heart or a generous mind. So generosity is more like a generous mind that we try to cultivate. We have to train our mind that we really want to give. I mean, true giving, you know, not, you know, we all know the other ways of giving very well, right? Not that kind. Just really truly giving from our heart or the mind. So that is what the generosity is.
Yes.
So practicing generosity of giving, it benefits both the giver and the recipient. You know, I don't think generosity, the way we you know, explain, deal with, it really brings a problem to you know, either the self or the others. So the practice of generosity is beneficial to both the practitioner or the giver and also to the recipient.
我等到上山打金巴当一呢打当时雨呢打看着真的俺金巴就当我去呢俺金巴养不起吧就天天干活了俺这仓库什么是当过的是对嘛当不呢俺当时雨当俺当一了呀俺这金巴团了呀这俺刚一拆不要的是我都是刚一等着买用呀切多俺可是金巴俺这养那个哪里呀俺那个感觉俺多多 마침바땅이도다가나생거다네삼바마타바가서컨데컨데유네
So to be able to practice generosity of giving as presented and defined in the Buddhist literatures, there are many things we need to learn about because we need to, practice it properly. Okay? Because improper ways of giving could lead to many problems, you know, to oneself and to others. And in other words, knowledge or understanding about all the conditions and factors, necessity to practice giving properly
is what we really need to understand, we need to learn about. And that's why I think we were talking last time about,
what are the wrong ways of giving. So we talked about, impure motivation or state of mind. And if we give the wrong motivation, even though our action is giving something, but that is not a proper giving, and it could lead to problems. It is a problem, as a matter of fact. It's a wrong motivation involved. Or that to whom we give, okay, the recipients of the giver, we have to know about that too as well. It's not like you have something to give and you can give to one and all. We have to learn about the recipients or the receivers of the gifts. We also have to think about the things what we give, or what we call the substance of giving. You can't give everything, under the blue sky to, everybody. So what are the things that we can't give or cannot give? So we have to learn about those things. And then the method, as we say it,
how to give it properly. So as you can see, there are so many elements of the factors involved in this practice of giving or the generosity. We have to do it properly, so therefore we have to learn about what are the improper ways that we do it, and what are the wrong ways of doing it?
What the that the dance the you simji sing matawe and sing matawe ko that let the simji and chubata the long sunana and
So last time we were talking about, certain receivers are not the right receivers, if you will, or for lack of better words at the moment in my brain. Proper recipients of the gift. We talked about last time somebody who has been what we call influenced by Mara, or this invisible demonic force. Okay, now Mara could be understood in many ways, just in the footnote, okay? Because I'm just simply translating here, so I'm not going to throw in any
footnotes here, but I just want to caution you. Mara is not just some kind of a visible being right there. So Mara, or the demonic kind of a being or the force, and could influence someone, and that person could ask for a certain gift, like, okay, can I have that part of your body, whatever I needed?
Now remember the story we told you about Aryadeva, by the way, this is a good chance for us, like last time we misspoke. I think the Shantideva is not the same as Aryadeva. Those are two different peoples, okay? But the story is right, okay? So the Aryadeva, on his way, just to remind you, all right, an old lady came and said, sir, I need one of your eyeballs or the eyes. Could you give it to me? And he was very generous, and he said, okay, sure, here it is. He gores out his eye and he gave it. As soon as
the lady received the gift, she just kind of, cracked it into pieces with a rock. Yeah. And then he felt bad. He thought, well, my God, it got wasted. It was neither useful to her nor useful to me, And so that had a negative effect, you know. So that's the story we told you. So in such a situation, if somebody with the wrong motivation or some hidden agenda being influenced by delusions or the demonic beings ask for sudden gift, then we have to know, you know, we should not give, okay, any part of our body, because that would be the wrong. Or people who are gone crazy because they really don't know who they are. So they could ask for anything, so you can't give, you know, especially any important organs or the part of your body to them, because that would be a waste,
you know. And
So the point we want to make here is, even when it comes to giving, it's not just enough to have a generous mind or the heart to give, but we really need to integrate the what we call the wisdom part. Okay, we really need to say, okay, is this the right thing to give? Or is this the right person, the recipient for this gift? Is this the right time to give? Is this, you know, am I giving it with the right motivation? You know, all of these things we need to be aware of, you know, so which means we need that knowledge or the wisdom as we practice our giving.
So I must have met lunatics
or crazy people. And so I'm not saying anybody here, but if you have visited India, especially where our monastery is in South India, so nearby our monastery, there is a small Nyingma monastery. And then there is this young man, you know, who seems to take care of their, you know, cows and, you know, animals. But he's a little, you know,
not so normal.
And so there was a time that I didn't see him for quite a long time. So I wonder, you know, where he's gone. But then it was about, it was the New Year dawned. And usually what happens is many Tibetan families would invite monks, you know, to their homes to do the New Year prayers, to usher in the New Year and, you know, for the success of the New Year and all such things. So I was visiting a Tibetan camp, camp number 6. If you have been there, again, you will see there's a stupa there too. Okay? And so I went there to during the break to circumambulate the stupa.
So
when I went to during the break to circumambulate the stupa, nearby that there is what is called the money temple. Money is om mani padme hum, not the money. So I went there and I saw the young man. His name is Punzo. So he was kind of lying down on the floor there, and he wasn't really sleeping. So I just went to him. I said, "Hey, Punzo, you know, are you hungry? Something?" And So if you were hungry, you know, you can go and get yourself some noodles, right? And so he sounded like, yes. And so I gave him 10 rupees, you know, for him to go and buy some noodle. When I gave the money, what he did was he just tore it into pieces, right? Right there in front of me. And at the moment, I felt like, you know, I'll really give him with a good motivation, but that's very rude of him, you know. He just, you know, did that to my money.
What did that sound like? I mean, Jiangjia Shidun College drawings.
So then I went back to do some more circumambulations of going around the stupa, right? At that time, I was thinking about this, you know, and then I, you know, I thought that, okay, no, this has really, not is that he is a rude person, but he is a crazy, you know. So, I mean, he was under the influence of, you know, his problem, craziness. And so he was not the master of his own mind. You know, he was under the influence of, you know, delusions and craziness. So therefore, that's nothing to do with his being rude to me, you know. And so I kind of, you know, thought about that. And then I went back to him again. I said, you know, Punzo, you know, if you're really hungry, I'll go and buy some noodle for you, my son. But he didn't answer. But and then I thought, in the meantime, I said, okay, if I go and buy some noodle, I think he might just dump the noodle and break the ball, and then I have to, you know, go back and embarrass and pay money for everything. I said, okay, he didn't say anything, so I just left him there, you know.
What did they order? And Tavana Shingi, Narazo, Dachi, Chambada, Ningi, Chone, Chibatan, Las, and Jitzel, Dansa, Vituzola, Yahoo. Nila, Taja, the Ketchum, but Chari Yoris, and Hawa, the Sengi, that to watching.
So the point of my story and the point I'm trying to make here is this, okay, from our side, let's say, we cultivate love or compassion as our motivation. So that's the right good motivation, you know, out of which we can practice giving or generosity. But then we also need to take time to investigate, right, the recipient or the giver. Is this person the right person to receive the gift, you know? Otherwise, sometimes if we don't really examine those things, it's not enough just to have a compassionate mind to give or the loving mind to give. Yeah, if the other person is a kind of harmful person, I mean, that could bring harm to your own life, you know. And there is a problem. But when that happens, then you might regret for giving the gift. Then which really spoils the whole practice. You see, you can't regret for giving a gift, you know. So we really have to watch out and understand all these different situations, you know.
What did that happen? Shingi, anything? Jumba dance, Shingi, niema dalo. Chupchang ko khonle den des an gya ga to sting da den de an nen jo nen je le to ni so ga an chi lang ga ta pe sha lo ni ta sim ji ta chi go ma go lang ga den den de 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 an chi kha she da chi lang ga le an pe sha te den de chi de an pa ko kha she ge an rup jo ni an chaw ga ta an chi ge ge mi den de to an chi sing na sang la an se she ge den de an am jo khaya yo des to so.
So I think we really have to, you know, really, how should I say, learn about all the necessary conditions, the factors involved in giving and proper giving. Not that we give it in the wrong way, or we give the wrong thing, we give it to the wrong person, or we give it to the person and then we regret giving it. So all of these things are really knocking out. You know, it's not panning out. We have to be very careful right from the beginning. You know, if we give, it's true giving, and there's nothing more to say about it, you know, to regret about it. And so the reason why I'm telling these things is if some of you have been to the holiest Buddhist pilgrimage site in India or in the world, is the Bodh Gaya, you know, where Buddha became Buddha. And so you'll find a lot of, you know, poor and needy people, you know. And So sometimes, yes, you know, they're very nice people you give. But other times, among them, there are those who are, you know, nasty. Okay? And so there are really like cases where sometimes, you know, you go to different pilgrimage sites on the way, you find many poor people and you give money, and many of them kind of gang up and beat you up. And there were cases like, I think some Tibetan monk or Westerners lost life, you know, they got killed. Okay? So you don't want to jeopardize your life because you're so excited about giving or whatever it is. Okay? So we have to know about all the situations, you know, as we pursue our practices. So if any of you have been to like Bodh Gaya or to the holy place like the Vulture's Peak, Gurithkuti, I mean, they're quite distant, and at a certain point you have to even walk through very isolated in a forest kind of thing, and there could be like a lot of those poor needy people who could attack you. Okay? And so especially you don't want to be generous and open your wallet or the purse like, okay, you know, let me give you this, right? They saw all the money you have, you know, so they want the whole thing, not just what you want to give them. And so need to be careful with all of these, you know, things.
That in it is, that simji, tangwajins, and that longi, so 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 good.
So there's mention of like if individuals are self-sufficient, they really don't need it, but then we, you know, should not give to them, okay? Because they can stand on their feet, so to speak, right? So people who can support themselves, you don't give, okay? So basically, you know, sometimes we need to make our common sense use, like, you know, we look at them, are they really in need of your help? Okay. Maybe they'd, you know, have all kinds of disabilities, they couldn't do things for themselves, you know, and they really need food, they need your help. Okay, then sure, we need to help them. But then there are others who probably don't need. There are such things as what we call professional beggars. They're just lazy bums. They just don't want to do things. Okay? So they thought it's easy way, you know, just you just stand there and you get the money quite easily. And these are the people you don't give to, the professional beggars. So I think many of you may have visited us in South India, so I'm sure you know like how many kind of poor needy people hang around our monastery, or even, you know, stray dogs and, you know, all of that. And as you will see, many of them are really very young and, you know, very able people, able-bodied, but still begging, you know, just kind of hanging around the monastery. And, you know, especially when you visit us, you know, they know, you know, you have the money or whatever. So, you know, this able-bodied, you know, more like professionals, you know, out there, beggars. So this is kind of a situation, sometimes you might feel kind of very uncomfortable, right? You don't want to give them because they really don't need it. You wish that they go and, you know, work, find a job and do something because they're very able-bodied, you know. But at the same time, then you kind of, you know, think about your practice, you want to be generous. And it's a really difficult situation sometimes, you know, to give or not to give is the question.
What 기도 등대를 한 샬은 빼지 제가 이 빼지 라고 그랬어. 근데 라때 대장아 인고 칼아 딱 달았다 빼샬롱이는 이건 방고 용고스. 아니 뭐지 딱 방고 니려서는 들어 거머를 제다 다른 때는 아 생이 들어 망 미숨 내 치는 거스 나 들어 망 치는 거스 내 지는 와다 지 대간이야 아니 빼지 치대야 간이야 아니 깨게 그랬어. 때 마대보다 아니 됐나다 깨게는 줄로네. 아 간다르 지 인공구 파자라는 즉 고문가 주지 심어지 당 예바도 따때야 샤고로 스마데는 그는 두고 말을 깨게는 되게 정말
especially I mean one experience I want to share another is that you know back in the monastery you know I have students who would come to their class or the teaching with me so it's around the noon lunch time so what happens is originally one of the poor beggars would come and then ask for money or a food. So you start off giving like maybe, okay, that's just only one, give 1 rupee there, it's okay. And the next day, he or she brought another friend. So it's okay, two rupees, just give. Next day, they bring more. So they just started to invite more and more friends, you know. So after a while, you have a whole gang there, right? And then what is really disturbing is you need to teach, but they wouldn't let you teach because they're sitting there and they're just kind of a, how to say, and making loud noises, you know, all these like poor and needy voices. We are miserable and we need, this is like all this mourning and, you know, thing. And you couldn't teach, you know, until you give them something. They are very stubborn. They wouldn't leave the place. Yeah. So oftentimes what we end up doing is we know some of them are going to come. So we end up like, okay, let's have some changes here, about 5 rupees or something. You know, if a few of them come, it's better to give and then they will leave you peace and you can teach. You know, otherwise they would be right there. So then it's not only that they would just, you know, be happy that they received some gift from us, but they would go to every knock the door of the monks. It's just like a tax collection, you know. Just knock every monk and until they get something, they just don't go. So if you really think about this situation very carefully, right, if you really care about our practice and generosity, and this is what we love to do everything, right, this is a great opportunity for practice, you know, because they are providing you a lot of challenge, you know, not only they want the money, but they're just annoying, like anything, you know, and so they get on you. See, this is an amazing opportunity to do your practice, but we really have to be ready and prepared, you know, for that kind of situation. It's not an easy thing, you know.
What in the sunset that does in Alamaranzo, Gazarum Bajigan, Namde, Tanam Sajiko Sung Yoris, you would tambassing in them, Kanda Yuan, Susuan, Tawa Chetogo Maris, you would tambassing in them, Tamanbe, Namuden, Pain Woods, Bozalia, and Jim Kamechavata, and Jig Genji, what in the Chumsunana, and Soso Ben, Jig, that Yawadan, the deal from Yavi Kusar Yoris, Bena, and Jig.
So, I mean, the reason for telling the stories is I'm telling you that at one point we said, relatively speaking, giving or generosity is the easier profession to practice. But then as we go more into details, you know, it's not necessarily that easy because you have to think about all other situations. Yeah. So there, in a sense, is your teacher of patience here, yeah, because they are just annoying you to, like anything. So then another thing we really remember as a practitioner is we don't know who is who. Is among these poor who look miserable, there could be the holy beings, and we really don't know who is who. We can't be judgmental about people here, you know. And if we happen to make a negative comment or think negatively about one of these and who happens to be a holy being, well, that's a really bad karma we are creating. Okay? And that's why the great Master Gyatso Rinpoche in his wonderful text called Namdel Thalam Seche, you know, clear explanation of the path to liberation, he said that, you know, we really have to be careful about being judgmental about other people, because we really don't know who is who. Yeah. So just as we really need to be careful, the example given is if there is a, you know, fire pit, but it's very covered beautifully with flowers, we got to be careful. And we walk on that, so you will go right in the fire pit. So it is hidden thing we don't know at the surface level. So in the same way, among these miserable looking, needy, you know, people could be the holy beings who comes in a very ordinary form, you know, and we have to be very careful about that.
Oh, the lessons are that and they get just some so good as a single time energy. Some will love the door energy, some will down to teach it, just some beside it. You don't see a damn in those or cut all those doors.
So that's why we really need to kind of fall back on the strength of our mind, the quality. Okay, he said, you know what? Yeah, you know, I'm in this kind of a situation where not only I have to worry about, you know, things, something to give or help. But I will also need to be very patient because they are reacting very negatively, not necessarily making my life easy here, you know. So you have to kind of boost up your spirit and fall back on the strength of your mind and, you know, to be able to cope with this kind of a situation.
What the lessons are that on the Nala, the Bangota, the Kim, Mangota, Yongoya, the Zota, the Combinaran, Towers over that, the music upon it.
So if you know, somebody's wondering where you think there are so many, I mean, what we call poor and needy people, we usually call beggars in India, kind of hanging around the monastery, or there's so many stray dogs around, partly because the monks have been very generous. You know, they feed the dogs, stray dogs, you know, they try to feed the poor people, and so that is a good invitation to them, you know, because they keep coming back. And even cases like in the Indian villages, when they have stray dogs, they don't want to go, they just bring and live in the vicinity of the monastery because they knew monks are going to feed them, So when we practice, I think the point of all this telling story is we really have to practice, you know, look at from different angles and not just focus on one practice because it might link to the other practice, as we say, patience, you know. So when we have so many dogs in the vicinity of the monastery, what happens? Dogs like to fight, especially at night. So now you couldn't go to sleep because they are fighting and they are, you know, doing the dog thing, you know. And so now, you see, you can't get upset, you know, because again, it has to do with your practice. So how do you deal with all these situations, you know? It's a kind of a chain reaction to so many things. And of course, these dogs are also vulnerable to get sick, and some of them go crazy. We call the rabid dog, right? And they would bite the monks, you know. And then, of course, we have even bigger problems. Of course, there were no case of any monk dying of rabid case, but there were, you know, dogs, you know, who brought the problem. And those of us, you know, who lived in the monastery with all these things, it looks kind of normal to us, right? There are so many stray dogs, there are so many beggars or poor people around us, you know, that seems like part of our life. But when you come from another country over there, so you notice all of them in 2 months. And then, of course, the health professionals, they have a whole lot of things to say about how these are the not good things to be in the vicinity because what kind of health issues they bring to you, you know. So the health professionals would sometimes tell us, you know, how it is not good to have too many stray dogs or feeding the dogs and all of those things because dogs could get sick and then there's an epidemic of things, then monks get sick and then, you know, it's all compounded. But then, of course, I mean, we have no other place to bring them to. OK? Okay, so where do we bring these dogs to, right? So anyway, they have to live with us. So of course among the dogs there are those the dominating dogs, right? Who are kind of a rude and you know who want to dominate all other dogs and eat most of the food or don't let others eat. So sometimes monks, you know, they select those dogs, you know, and they just ride a bus and you know bring them to far a place, you know, and leave them there. Like they ride a bus for an hour or something. Well, these dogs are very smart. You know, in a week they're back. They walk back because they have such things as, you know, they can detect the scent and their direction. So you couldn't get rid of them. I think in that sense you really appreciate their, you know, the skill or the ability to detect smell, you know, of the food or whatever. They just come back after so many days. So the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, it's not just enough to have kind of a generous heart or a mind to give something, but we have to know about, you know, so many other things. You know, is this the right thing to give? Is this the right person to give? Is this the right situation to give? Then we also have to watch out, you see, if the recipient get very annoying and rude, everything. So, I mean, can we put up with that? So there's so many things we have to be aware of so that we know what situation we are getting into, and then we can stay, remain cool, right? We don't lose our coolness here. So now let's talk a little bit about what we call the method that goes with giving, or you know how to give, you know, properly.
What did that thing? Tug matawa the lan, nanse pa, and it's a sungutana, mikawa, jimba, tang the tang of that, jib tang the, and jib gushing joy upon a tang, we are this tin lojola, and gow megatone, soya.
So what is being kind of explained relating to what we call the method that goes with giving are again the wrong ways of giving. For example, that when we give, we should give with really joy and sense of delight. Why not give with a bad mood, you know? Or like, you know, with all this kind of unhappiness, you know, whatever, here, take it, you know. So that, you know, that's not the right way of giving. Or that give, you know, we have, you know, give with very disrespectful, right? You kind of throw it, okay, take it, go, obey, you know, leave me alone. No, you have to respect the recipients of your gift, okay? And then also, you know, if they annoy you, don't bad mouth about them. And that is not good either, you see, or pick a fight with them, you know. How come? I've been very nice to you, you know. What the hell are you doing? You know, he didn't say it, but just to make my point. And so you can't pick a fight on them or then start a bad mouth and, you know, do the backbiting and all kind of, you know, stuff that we are good at doing. You know, so we can't do those things. So where, you know, that it comes like, you know, you don't really want to give, but you are in a situation caught up that you feel the obligated to give, or at least, you know, to get your peace of mind. That's a terrible situation, you know. And oftentimes when you come to certain part of India, that's what's happened, right? Somebody comes to you, okay, you're generous, give 10 rupees. Well, somebody saw it. They come you. They chase you, you know, until you give, you know. And so now you're not really happy to give, you know, to everybody who's chasing you. But they don't leave you. So you feel like, okay, all right, take it. Yes, you know. You know, get the hell out of here, you know. No. Now, you see, you just spoil your practice.
What did it touch him? But time, negotiate, hot day, the best day, the day, and negolia, and see, numbed to the bed, and singing yambo. Yongya tan, tangi chick ten, ya chick long, the tongue, tangi chick ten, but matter one and chick yam, chick numbed yam, but they are. And Pasha in the Carasa, in the Caran Lavola, about Christians in the modern about you, and the Chetri, or what was the Christian mail that is just.
Really, the proper way of giving yourself is like, you know, you really give with good motivation, with a smile and with respect, and really that's what it is. Not the, you know, way like with a bad mood or just throw it to them and then just like, you know, and you know, you have no shame. I already gave you 5 minutes ago. Now, why are you chasing me again? You just kind of start to pick a fight on that. So all of these things are no-nos, you know, don'ts.
What the time have actually, and that's like, you know, my own side, and Sikzu mayata, and it's again,
So of course, you know, the practice of giving should not include, you know, giving threats to the recipient, right? You know, never show your face again. You know, get the hell out of here. This is it. You know, this is last chance. You know, or that if you come back, you know, I'm just going to do something to you. You know, so all of these things, you know, are not part of our practice of generosity or giving.
Yeah.
Okay, I think probably we have enough talk about giving, or the wrong ways of giving, so that we know the right way of giving. And we'll stop there and receive some questions from you. Yeah. So be kind to say your question loud so that I understand you better, or even hopefully I don't have to repeat it, and my mic might catch you so the internet people can hear you. Okay. Yeah, Mimila.
So what happens with the dogs and the reindeers? You're going to let them keep coming? Is it possible for you people to go to another place so they can't?
Okay, this is relating to the story about, you know, how so many dogs and the needy people in the vicinity of Ganden Monastery. Now, probably the same with the Dibung too. Okay. So they bug you like anything. They wouldn't go until you give them something. So now the question is there any other place you can kind of move to, another room where they don't, you know, find you? Well, unfortunately, there isn't any such place for us. And these beggars know the nooks and the corners of the monastery. So they have that expertise, you know, to find you in the vicinity of the monastery. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me try to see whether I understand you. So you're saying that, okay, first we see poor people, we think, okay, they need our help. And then you realize these are the lazy people. Okay? And so the issue you brought up is because of the situation they're in is because of their bad karma. So we as a practitioners, did you say want to deal with the good karma people and not with the bad karma people? Is that the question?
We love the people who have...
Oh, we love the people, yes.
Maybe give money or give
it a dollar. Right. Okay. All right. What Geshe-la says is that, yes, you know, maybe among them there are many who are in that kind of a, difficult situation because of some bad karmas they created. Okay? But then there are others, it maybe has nothing to do with the bad karma, it's just they are lazy. You know, their laziness has got them into that situation. But the fact of the matter for us as a practitioner is, regardless of whatever their karma is, whether their karma brought them in this situation, it's just the lazy people in this situation. From our side, we must not look down on them or be disrespectful to them. You know, we have to be respectful to them. You know, they have to pay for their karmas, you know, whatever it is. But from our side, we still have to learn to love them as much as you would say we love the good karma people, if we label them. Okay, so we have to learn to love the people who are in difficult situations as well. So sometimes, you know, those who are so lazy that we remember in the monastery, sometimes you see young, men come. So we said, you know what, why don't you work? So we will pay for you, right? Help us do something here for the monastery, whatever. So we will pay for you. Like sometimes during the farming seasons, we have to cut the grass, all the things. Okay, so why don't you work and we will pay you the wage? And they say, okay, give me the wage, we will do that. And you give them the wage and they disappear. So they don't do the job, you know. So, I mean, things like that, because they're just lazy, you know. Okay. Yes.
This one is happened to me when I was in India last time.
Okay.
We, the whole group, a couple of us talk about it, but I'm not quite sure which way is better way. Now, in the street of Dharamsala, at that time, a lot of beggars. One day, I saw a little girl, about 6-7 years old, ask me some money. And she seemed quite a good baby to me. And I take out about 20 rupees to give to her. And she said, no, 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 no money. Milk for the baby. I said, milk? I said, yes, and he pulled my hand to the grocery store over there. And she pointed to one bag of powdered milk like that.
Okay.
I bought that for her. About 100 rupees.
Okay.
And she just stand there and look at me and said, two bags. Okay. And after that, rice for the baby. Rice for baby, and the total bills is around 800 rupees.
Okay.
And I said, okay, and she's very happy. I see her back there, and run away.
Right.
And when I come back, and my roommate also, he said, oh, she did that. I did that to her too. And the next day, some people in my group,
she would resell them.
Saw that girl bring back to the same grocery store and trade for money. And and huge and really smart.
Yeah.
Well, no, not her, but the whole scheme is
right.
Very good.
But yeah.
If ask for money, we just give about 20, right. 30 or 30
right.
most. But this one, they took from two of us around 1,500 rupees. Now, and we just laugh and talk about that.
Mm.
And some people said, when you have good intention,
mm-hmm.
at that time, and see their needing, give it and forget.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody in my group, mm-hmm. in the home group, said that, saw that
right.
a little girl
again,
trade mm-hmm. that one into Monday,
mm-hmm.
and somebody mm-hmm. have idea that you, because of your ignorance, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
to leave the condition for her
mm-hmm.
to cheat and do negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
She did,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Right.
But if I do not give that,
she would not have.
Not
okay.
Do that negative act.
Okay.
Now,
are you responsible for her negativity? Is that the question?
That's correct.
There you go. All right. This is Quran dalam salah itu kalau ya pemucu jis tu susah lalu tu dengan siapa? Kau kamu ni jis tebe, kau muka ngal pukul dia omas nyusu tu sa. Omas nyusu tu omas di syakam dalam kamu jasen siapa? Cing nyusu sa, tapi ni kuku tu sudu sa, ni nyusu sa. Tapi pukul dia kuku sudu. Kalau ya zaman tu kamu kerja sus syakam sa. Di sini parkir mana kabel jasen sa. Sanyi Quran rokok dekat ini tu kamu di parkir mana tu sa? Siapa semua? Kasih ngui tu kuat, kasih ngui long mana, kau mungkin susu sumpah lara ke orang lor. Jalan tu kaya apa sih bukan long dah, jadi pas tu. Tapi di tuan kan ada, kalau tangguh cerita kalau kau long ya pasti cerita orang ni je. Jadi sanyi di negeri tu kau yang tu kau lara lor. Kami juga lapisan, di ke kira mesti bawang ke cerita beres. Tapi kira di negeri jasa mula lengan pasang di pas, mami terbaik cerita lor. Di kira kian cerita beres, jasa lengan pasi kian di kira yor sudah di negeri beres kuda. Lengan pasi mula cerita lor, jadi kian di kau lah.
Long,
siapa dah mewah kita dah marin cawat degi leang yang pada kual geng.
Oh yeah, geng waris deh.
Okay, but I'm making sure that your question got answered. Well, Geshe-la says that you know, haven't been in that situation already. You know, the best thing for you is really not to think over it again, and then you know go into like, oh my, I shouldn't have given, and all those things. You know, regret for giving, and I mean, you gave it a good motivation, provided you did that, right? So you already accumulated to your merit the good karma. Yeah, but what she did, she is responsible for her bad karma. You know, you are not responsible for her reselling the thing and cheating. You know, on other people. Yeah, you couldn't control it, but she needed to pay for her karma. Like whenever that the time is. Yeah. Of course, you might learn a lesson from this. Next time, you will be careful. But what we already did, don't regret over it. And, you know, you got the point, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I had better karma. When I was in Dharamsala, mm-hmm. I had been surrounded by beggars.
Mm-hmm.
I give a rupee or something. One time I was coming out of Seoul, mm-hmm. and I had a loaf of bread.
Okay.
That just popped in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
When the lady asked me to have food for her baby, mm-hmm. I gave her the whole loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so shocked, they all left me alone the rest of the trip.
I see. Morangi jasa nyamnyo di ki kwe de la mata chi sa wa da nam sa le du kalan pa ko chle so mo pa le yu su do wa ngi de sten pa le kang sa ji ama chi gi wo ma ko su do so ma me pa le sa dan de bi de shu chi de da mo chu sa da ra ya that's quite you know different
ya de de yo des sim pa ta do zang ga da bi ge an chi pe sha ta de khwang song na xin wo ma de ti ga chi ta de na ta 当然
So what I want to say relating to your, because that was quite a substantial amount of money you spent on the little cute girl, that having given it, I think really what is part of our generosity is let go. Okay, now you do not want to question it and regret, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have given, spent 800 rupees on this one and regret for that. That's not good. Okay, in the future you want to be careful. Yeah. Once we have given it, so don't think about, and regret over it, or, all this fuss about the whole thing. Okay, so that's very, I think important. Because it's really letting go everything. You already spend with a good heart, that's it, And nothing more to talk about it, think about it.
Yeah. I did let go nothing to buy from that. But from that point on,
right.
I do receive.
Right.
If
that's
I
good.
Contribute to here and there,
Okay, the point we want to again emphasize is we are not saying don't be generous or give money hereafter or anybody. Yeah, we don't mean like, discourage you from your generosity. But what we're learning about here is, what are the wrong ways of giving that we should watch out and don't do that. Yeah? And what's the proper way of giving, what we can give and to whom we can give and what time we can give and how to give and with what motivation to give and da 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 da, right? All those things we talked about. So that's what is the learning process is, and we want to bring into our practice. Okay. Maybe we'll stop there, and okay, I think I will, let's do the quick return prayer for our Gishala. We'll do it in English, and then I think maybe Vietnamese have enough of you here, right? We'll do it in Vietnamese too. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable greatness. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds, of your pervasive, pure, bright wisdom and compassion. To eliminate our distress, we pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma. Out of your compassion that never abandons us, please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently illustrates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views, through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic mind. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication, in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossomed lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled. Now, could you do this in Vietnamese? I think we started to get some mails these days. I think T.D. Hall has received a mail, and I'll read it. It's from Sean Sarlo. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for a nice Sunday lecture. My family and I listened to it relaxing on the couch. The lectures by Geshe Jambonubo are interesting to listen to. Thanks also for the nice translation. So we also want to say thank you for your appreciation. And before we do dedication things, I think because still people are on the internet, we don't want to lose them. And Doran Harbour has you know, an announcement or something to say to you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is kind of impromptu. It wasn't something that we had planned to announce, but because of the timing and our efforts to be as quick as possible with our visit with His Holiness that we had just on Thursday in Santa Barbara, we reviewed a lot of the things that we've been discussing, and based on Geshe-la's transition from this world with his precious body, as we've just received his quick return prayer, we as board members of Thupten Dargyu Ling have been requesting to fulfill his wishes. Of course, that's our duty as board members to fulfill his wishes. And we've been working diligently to fulfill the transition that his request was, that Thupten Dargyu Ling become a part of Ganden Sharse Monastery in India. And that has completed the transition, and the contract has been signed by Ganden Sharse's abbot and existing board members of the Sharse Monastery. Our board members traveled to India with Geshe-la for his cremation ceremony, which was done incredibly wonderfully. But we also met with the board at that time of Ganden Sharse Monastery, and we've received by email or a facsimile a copy of the letter from Ganden Sharse's monastery of who is going to be appointed to become the president of Thupten Dargyu Ling, who is also known as the CEO or chief executive officer, is what the word president means. And the residents of Thupten Dargyu Ling are also listed on this letter that we shared with His Holiness on Thursday to get his blessing and approval of. And we didn't want to delay the opportunity to announce this to all of the students of Thupten Dargyu Ling here that are present today, or have to wait until next week when our resident monks that are here now with us, that we appreciate so much for all that they've done. They must understand that we really love them dearly, and we really appreciate everything that they've done, and we don't want them to also be gone when this announcement is made, so that everybody has a chance to see the transparency of what we're wishing to show to the students. And to Tenzin Dorje is...
You need to translate. They don't get a word you're saying.
Oh, yeah. This is the one. Tenzin Khonsa Sobja Khoja Dichya Khoja 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 Khoja
So I have a copy of the letter here for Tenzin Dorje. One is from the Education Department of Ganjin Sharjah Norling College, and the other is also from the college and its administrative staff. So both letters are exactly the same, but they're on their both letterheads, so they could see that from His Holiness Society, and that we could see from Tupin Dargye Ling, it's both the Education Department of the Ganjin Sharjah Monastery that's taking has been in charge before of tours and things like that, as well as the abbot and the rest of the staff of Ganjin Sharjah Monastery. So I will read this letter to you, and then Tenzin, you can translate. It says, all staff members of Tupin Dargye Ling, to all staff members of Tupin Dargye Ling, members. Tashi Delay from Gashir Education Project, and this says Tashi Delay from the monastery. This is in reference to our letter dated the 5th of April, 2009. Gashir Abbot and all the staff members had a meeting together and finalized the appointment of four staff members for Tupin Dargye Ling. Geshe Jungchu Choden is appointed as president. Unfortunately, he could not come at the present. So for the time being, Sopa Lobsang Sutram will be president until Geshe Jungchu Choden arrives. The spiritual director we have appointed is Geshe Funso Gyeltsin. Kelsang Gyatso will be Amze and Kelsang Gyatso?
Oh, why this one is Namjo? Okay. That's right.
Will be Omze and Lopa Losan Sutram will be Choki.
This is Geshe Kelsang Gyatso right here.
Oh, yeah.
Seated here.
Yeah.
Former chanting master for 6 years at Ganjin Sharjah.
Mm-hmm. He's former chanting master for 6 years at Ganjin Sharjah, and is, as I understand, the number two ranking individual from the previous board of Ganjin Sharjah. So he's very important to the monastery, and we're very fortunate for him to be here, for sure. Anyway, I didn't mean to stop reading the letter. Excuse me. All of the monks of Gashir Monastery have a great hope that the above staff will do best there for Tupin Dargye Ling. Our prayers are always with them to achieve great success for Tupin Dargye Ling Monastery. With best wishes to all, Geshe Dapa Tenzin is the Ken Rinpoche Abbot of the Monastery, and Geshe Jungchub Usher is President of the Gansar Education Project.
Can I
talk
about that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's, why do I say in English? I just talk the monks. See, that's what the problem, becoming a translator too long. This is the case of the translator, and the translator is the same as the translator. And the translator is the same as the translator. And the translator is the same as the translator. And the translator is the same as the translator.
Spiritual director
So we will post this letter for everyone to have an observation of, possibly even on our website, so that it can be seen by those that are not present today or have not been on the internet to see what we have. And we will be making further announcements as the weeks come forward to be more transparent and informative to everybody about a lot of the things that we have been involved in doing. We are so privileged to have been given a large sum of money a couple of years ago. And it was Geshe-la's wishes that we not talk about this before. Geshe-la has passed away. Our existing board is to fulfill Geshe-la's wishes, and that is dispersing of these funds to the various monasteries in India that we are so happy to be able to do, of which Ganden Sharche is one of the beneficiaries of, as well as Thupten Dargye Ling, as well as Drepung, both Drepung monasteries and both Sera monasteries, and also Ganden Jangse and many nunneries. There are like 29 organizations that we are giving, 28 organizations that we are possibly giving monies to fulfill all of these monies. And I don't want to mention all of this right now because of the time of the day, but we will be announcing these, and these individual organizations will be have already received, we've already given $2.4 million already of this funds, and we have another $2.5 or $6 million to still give. So this is a big job for the board to do, and this is our responsibility to do before we say goodbye and resign. Now, in our resignation and the transition of our board of directors to Ganden Sharche's monastery, they've asked the current board to stay on. So I wanted to let you know that at the moment, that is the way the arrangement is.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For that short. Now, the last thing I want to try to address as best I possibly can is, one, I want to make sure that our resident monks in Sangha understand our deepest appreciation from the board of directors of Thupten Dargye Ling for their incredible service to Geshe-la and to the centers, to their monastery, to their long life commitment to Ganden Sharche Monastery, to the efforts that they have done to raise money for their various projects. And it is very integral for Thupten Dargye Ling to be under the umbrella of Ganden Sharche Monastery as a Western center for Western students to thrive and expand in the West. And they are very important to us, for us to be able to host them, for them to be able to go on tours to raise monies and funds for the needs of the monastery. And also, we have been received permission from the monastery that the existing tour monks are allowed to stay here until these four transition monks that are going to come to replace Thupten Dargye Ling arrive, and then they are to go back to India as was prearranged with Geshe-la's request. And we've been received permission that Venerable Geshe Norbu will be able to stay here to teach Thupten Dargye Ling until the spiritual director, Geshe Phunso Gelson, arrives. And Venerable Tenzin Dorje has so much kindly accepted to translate for Geshe Norbu Love to give us teachings. And I hope that that's the way that this transition continues to unfold. It's changeable. Things change on time to time. Our existing monks are going back on tour for a little while, so they're going to be gone from Thupten Dargye Ling, and I wanted to make sure we made this announcement before they left. And so translate, please, I guess.
And then,
And also, I must really take a point to mention that I, on behalf of the board of directors, I am speaking for them. I believe that they feel the same way that I do, and that is we have the deepest respect for Venerable Losan Wonchuk, who has, for so many years, done so many tours to raise so many funds for Ganon Sharsi Monastery, that he deserves incredible amounts of merit that he's created. He needs some time to do retreat, and we all acknowledge that he needs to be able to have some time to retire and do retreat. And I wanted to publicly announce and address our appreciation for all of his hard work that he's done for the monks' tours, and that we all appreciate his desire to have space to be able to also do the retreats that a lot of us lay students have had the opportunity to do over the years. And he's worked so hard, and I think that it's very important that we all acknowledge that and appreciate that from him.
And the other one, Papa, the ones with Gadin Chen's lying, Koran, you put a gem of the Lea, Sonam Jasim, but then there's other yores, Loa. That does a Koran me, Karsorda, Nega, to some new chair within the Sigudu, that's one of our care in it to do the Poko Yore, and the Indae, and the Anzu, the Kiri, the Mason Sindhua. Then I'm also Abumina, Imperate, that gained Sushukalia, Zamzamia, Mazuchi, Paso, some new chair, Poko, Chumura, Koran in a bed, Pasorda, true that in a pet, and it can go up to me on Marisana.
And if there's anybody available that could help Venerable Losan Wonchuk with this existing tour and the future tours that are coming that Venerable Chopel will be helping to promote, which will be another tour coming again, he would really appreciate anybody that could volunteer to help with him to be a driver for this monk's tour. He's really needs some help. So if anyone is available in their semi-retirement stage or opportunity to be able to help with the monk's tour, I know that he would greatly appreciate it, and so would we if you could help.
Thank you.
And it's 20 minutes after 12. I'm sorry to keep you so long. There'll be more announcements to come over the weeks ahead, and so I will try to make announcements at the end of teachings. And Venerable Losan Wonchuk would like to say something.
Maybe Geshe Norbu or Geshe Kelsang would like to say something.
No, okay, then I have, all of a sudden this happened, I kind of got surprised. If you look surprised, I'm very surprised too. And of course, it's very important, I think, with the monks are here, that this is the really good time to do, although we got totally, surprised by the whole news. And so I thought maybe this is appropriate for me all of a sudden to say this, that as told the board members, or at least, Doran, now we all know very well, and I also told personally to Geshe Norbu that with this transition period, it is an honor for me to be able to continue translating for him,
Okay, and when I say I have translated over 15 years, I don't mean like I did a favor to you. Okay, but that's a fact. I'm just stating it. A fact is a fact, you know. And so, of course, you know, when you do that, you know, 15 years, that's long enough, I suppose. And it's all based upon my good karma and special connection with Geshe-la. You know, we did it in a totally spiritual and Tibetan way. We never signed one piece of paper. He never said, you have to stay this long or translate that many. I never said, I'll do this much. You know, it's just the way it unfolded. And I'm very fortunate that until Geshe-la completed his life, I was able to do that, you know. And I'm very happy to help with the transition period because we want to translate it very well, you know, so that as Geshe Nubu said the other day, if you remember, you don't need to worry about this center. Geshe Nubu said he's here so that I could, you know, if I misrepresent him, he can correct me. That, you know, Gandhi Shaza Monastery, now they have already decided to send, you know, group of monks, you know, Usula is here, so it will continue to flourish, you know, we hope and believe. And, of course, in my own ways, whatever little ways I can support, you know, I don't know how much I can do, I'll continue to do that, you know. And I appreciate all of yours, really appreciation. Many of you have expressed your appreciation. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by that, and that also creates a challenge for me to do my practice, so that I really appreciate your appreciation. Don't go in an ego trip somewhere, you know, and spoil all my merits for all these years. And so we have this, you know, spiritual connection, you know. We will always remain that, you know, until I die or you die. So then, what is it? Now, because, you know, remember that I graduated and Geshe-la, we talked that there's some other things, Geshe-la and we keep, that I need to do something back for my communities, that I've finished my education. There are not many of us, not that I'm trying to make myself big, you know, but it must be my strange karma. So I'm in one of those few people. So part of that plan, so I have other responsibilities, you know, not that I don't want to do this, so I cannot make the same commitment. And by the way, there's no point in it. You know, Geshe Chanju Chöden is an amazing scholar, right? And I wouldn't compare myself to him. That would be like, you know, comparing, what to what, you know. There's no comparison. He's a great Geshe, a great, you know, speaker of English, and he has a lot of translation experiences. So I respect that, and so I have other things to do that I need to do that I couldn't do for so long. I've never been able to do anything for my monastery, if there's such thing as my here, Sarah Monastery. I've never been able to do it to the School of Dialectics much. You know, some of our friends are here. So now I have to do those things, you know, repay the kindness of all those other institutions who have nurtured me, and then other things you don't need to know. So I have this hundreds of invisible beings behind me that I need to pay their, you know, kindnesses. Okay. So with that, I think this transition will, I believe, will be smooth, you know, and we will continue to do this. And when the new group comes, you know, then in whatever way we will support, you know, of course, you know. That will be our good karma. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, don't need to for the monks, yeah. But because, you know, I really had nothing signed up with Ganden Sharze, so I never felt like I did anything for Ganden Sharze. Okay. And, well, by the way, I did receive, now it's good to say, a letter from a Ganden Sharze monastery. As a matter of fact, it's a friend of mine, so I still doubt it is a Ganden monastery or him doing it. But anyway, he's up there in the position. So he sent a letter to me, and he said he appreciated all the things I did for Geshe-la, and he hoped, you know, of course, that's a nice letter, say I'll continue. And I wrote a letter back, said, given all the situations and other things I have, so I'm unable to promise anything. Okay, I will help whenever I could a little bit, if you didn't help. If they need to train a new translator, I would be happy to do that. See, other than that, I cannot commit, you know. For me, I have so far cultivated 16 gurus, and I don't think I've ever displaced anyone. So I'm very careful with cultivating somebody as my guru, and that I don't want to start a job that I cannot finish. Okay, so it is very important for me, as you can see, that this is all for the love of Dharma, and when I die, that's what I get to take, not my PhD degree. That has no meaning at the end of the life, okay? And so to give it Dharma, so there's no money involved. I never thought about it, any money. You know, 15 years, it's all freebies, so that's why it's a pure Dharma, okay? And so to be able to do that much, you know, so if I change things, now new relationship is really hard. So it's for me a very serious matter. Yeah. And so because I have so much delusion, from my point of view, if I cannot cultivate someone as my teacher or comfortable, I better not do that job. Because as Geshe was saying, then I'm forced to do the job I'm not happy to do. Then I don't get money and I have no merit, and it's such a bad thing. It's a bad, 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 you know. So I don't want to put myself in that situation. Okay. All right. Thank you for your patience and listening. And yeah.
No, no.
Okay, now Geshe-la wants his few words, I think. I warmed him up. So Geshe Nepu wanted to say that on behalf of the Gandhisharji true monks here, as a true leader, that he wants to express his deep appreciation to the board members, you know, who have served TDL monastery for a long time, and you have stood by the time, and as so to speak, that, you know, because of your devotion and faith and love for Geshe-la, and also many students, you know, your connection with Geshe-la, and so we very much appreciate that while Geshe-la was alive, I mean, you did your best to come to his teachings and do the practice and serve him in whatever way you could, and especially the board members have done that. Now, after Geshe-la decided to pass into Parinirvana, and then after that, we all know what we had to go through, but all the, you know, Thubten Dajie Ling board members and the students have, you know, I think, coped with the situation really very well, and so you did whatever you could do best. So we want to express our appreciation to all of you. Which is very strange for me to translate because it's about me, which is, as I said, you can get into a very awkward situation. But anyway, this is one of those days, I guess. So he also wanted to express his appreciation to my years of translation and my service and devotion to Geshe-la, and which is, he said, you know, 15 years is no, short period of time. And also he hopes that, you know, he will Tenzin Dorje will continue, you know, to help.
Shivji da Tenzin Dorje la da ji ge yu wu tuan en ji han da nyam yu yun gyo ji res da ge yu shen ba da kyun da da ya ma res da lo tom na te wi da nyam yu yu de ya res ko shazan shivji ge yu tuan de da ra ka wu ra ya ma res da.
So Tenzin Dorje has a lot of years of translation experiences. It's very hard to find someone with that kind of experiences, and it's appreciation to all him,
you know.
And I also want to express my appreciation to all of you. You know, you have been really regularly attending the class, you know, the teachings here and in other activities. And that's very wonderful, you know, because for a center to exist and, you know, succeed, the center exists for the benefit of the people, right? So you keep coming back because you see the benefit and you participate in it. So that's what makes us all part of this TDL. So I want to express appreciation to all of you.
And
I also want to say something about myself. Myself means Geshe Nyurbu, not the translator. When Geshe-la wasn't feeling well at a certain point of time, he asked me to teach here 3 times, which I did. And then after Geshe-la passed into Parinirvana, so one day Geshe-la told me that Venerable Tenzin Khaje approached me and, you know, requested that, you know, I be given the, you know, the opportunities to teach here. And so Geshe-la advised me that I should do that, you know. So that's what I have been doing, just honor Geshe-la's you know, memory and his advice and words, not because I have something, I don't know much, you know. And not that I, you know, all of a sudden decided to teach. You know, I did not volunteer to teach, but I'm, you know, happy to do it because of Geshe-la's instruction and advice. So many of you have said, you know, please continue my teaching, you like my teaching, and of course I'm happy to do that for the time being, but at the same time, given all the situations, I still want to say that, you know, you need to get the permission from my monastery, otherwise I'm in a very awkward position, you know. It's not like, you know, I want to do something and that's what I'm doing with you, you know. So with the, you know, monastery's permission, then of course it's fine with me and I'll continue for the time being to do the teaching. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Anything? That's it? Yeah. So I have not much to say, just few words.
다시 마제 다 기실하기다 기신누부 이내 송사 송수로 이나 저기 땅아주 조 된다 조대 다 저기 다 된다 양대디 아니 저기 기실하기다 신경 마셔고네 저 공시도 틈바디 나이디 아주 다 참에게 랭기 조지 차디게 그랬어
주 So Geshe Nubu has already said a number of things on our behalf, and so I don't need to repeat. Okay, so maybe. I need to, yeah. Okay, we will share. Okay, so Geshe Nubu, on behalf of our monastery and the touring monks, you know, said a number of things, and so I don't need to repeat those things. But a few things I want to say is that in all of us here, you know, most important for us is to uphold the vision and, you know, of the Geshe Sutrim Gyaltsen, right? So that is, I think, our main responsibility, to be able to carry out with his kind of a legacy and a vision.
Yes.
So I don't think that when Geshe-la decided to pass into Parinirvana, he thought that after he left, then, you know, people really started to leave the monastery, you know, that, you know, students and as well as the translator. So, I mean, Geshe-la just wants, you know, everybody to continue, you know, the way you do, you have been.
Geshe-la, Gongshe-la, Songmi-da, and Songyur, Samaya, Mudin, and Dineji,
So I think Geshe-la's wish was that, you know, all the students will continue to come to TDL, the translator will continue to translate.
Yeah.
So on behalf of like over 1,000 monks at Ganden Sharjay, I want to just kind of put a request to all of the students to continue to come to the teaching and also to the translator to continue translation. So thank you very much for listening to me. And so as much as Geshe-la has the right to say things, but I still hold on to my rights to whatever I said. Because you will have translated better than me. I thought about Geshe, a monk, you know, I'm a dodo lay person in samsara, so.
I disagree, but anyway, I'm right. I think I want to end this long conversation with one great announcement, and that is that when we had our interview with His Holiness, we requested him to come on behalf of Geshe Gelson's invitation to teach us in Long Beach, Los Angeles area. And we asked for him to come in the year 2011, and he agreed to do that. And we also made the request for him to teach and bestow the initiation of the 16 drops. And Venerable Losawa mentioned he has had 16 gurus, and it reminded me about 16 drops. So I felt it would be a good way to end the announcement about things that we have a lot of hard work to do, and we'll need the participation of all of our students to plan for His Holiness's visit in 2011. So I hope to see everybody here on a regular basis.
Did you say that already? His Holiness also said that in about 2 to 3 years, he would help to find the reincarnation of Geshe Gelson.
That was a very good ending. You know,
yeah.
Out of all this, 10.
I think
teachers should. Otherwise, my brain will get twisted. You know, if three people speak about three different things, I don't think internet people need to hear Tibetan. I'm translating for the monks, right? So they don't. When he says, I'll translate. What Doreen and what am I doing? Doreen, the analogy, this is the last commission against the Shivina. And Doreen, that was a case among the children, Judo, the Sangoja, and Doreen, what 6 hours down the Shavina, so as I'm going to continue Jenny, and continually, and he came to Shivinis, and King, Santo Jenny, and young George, and the Chigun, and Yama King, this year with it, Father Philip Chudu, Sunjus, not for your mother. So two of us, I'm speaking for myself and Tachung over there, Venerable, and we are not part of the Kandeshaza tour here, although we are the members of the Kandeshaza monastery. You know, we were personally invited by Geshe-la, and I put a footnote that they really worked for the monastery for so many years, and Geshe-la knew that, they sacrificed, they worked hard, and so Geshe-la wanted to bring them here to have little space and, you know, on a vacation. So that's how they both were invited here by Geshe-la. So based upon our stay here about a couple of months, so if you allow us, I will say a few words. And what we both have observed is that, you know, while we were really lucky to be here when Geshe-la was, you know, not, you know, terribly unwell at the time, and we observed, you know, the relationship that existed between Geshe-la and the students, you know, Geshe-la loved, you know, his students, you know, so much, and all the students, you know, loved him and devotion to him. So that was very, you know, inspiring, you know, for us to observe it, you
know.
And I just want to just serve a reminder, a friendly here, that the Geshe-la's last advice to us was on the Lama Tsongkhapa Day, the Ganden Gamsho Day. So I really want to say that everybody, board members included, and the students, you know, we should never forget what Geshe-la told us on that particular day. So the reason I say that is because when the Lama's last, you know, word, it becomes like his will, a statement, right? He wanted to tell to his student, you know, before parting. So I think that would be very special important words, that Geshe-la's advice on that Lama Tsongkhapa Day. So I want everybody to keep that in mind. And with that, I want to say thank you very much to all of you. Yes, we will. Yeah. Now, is everybody talked out? Okay. Is that American expression? I made that one up. Okay. So let's do the dedication. We will do the prayers, you know already. Okay, what is this? This is tricking me? Okay, this is where. Just the last word I want to remember said, before Geshe-la passed, he did not tell me to continue translation, so there was nothing said. But we had other things he told me that what I needed to do for community, that's between Geshe-la and me, so you don't need to know. That's why I had to do what I need to do. Okay? Just a clarification. Okay? Yeah.